So what we've put in here so far is just some potting soil, some plant matter, some eggshells, a potato.
The invention begins with dirt, lots of it.
Exactly. Do we have a shovel?
A team of six high school students at Nashua North is scooping soil into a large container that previously stored pretzels.
How many bugs do we want to throw in there?
We kind of extrapolate.
This makeshift composter lined with aluminum foil is a mini prototype of a power generator.
We'll name it Frank.
Frank Jr.
Frank the mini composter.
Do we want to go back in the lab and hook this up to stuff?
Sure.
Let's do that.
The students are leveraging a basic scientific principle that bacterium in the organic soil produces electrons as it decomposes. The idea is to someday be able to harvest those electrons into electrical power that could be used to light homes in rural villages. To do that, the students are experimenting with how to wire a cheap and portable generator. Senior Priyanka Septyute is the project's technical lead. She says right now they're working with different mixtures of soil.
We're also seeing if we can find sources of even manure, because I know it sounds icky, but our main goal of this whole project is to help lesser developed countries to have simple things such as lighting in their houses, because one of the major roadblocks to education is the lack of electrification. Children cannot study at night if there is no light, and something that could be...
As Septyute speaks, it's easy to forget that she's a high school student. In fact, the spunk, altruism, and smarts of the team's six members more closely resemble that of a group of scientists at a startup firm. But as Mary Stewart, one of the team's two advisors, says, they manage setbacks differently.
I don't think that they've learned to be constrained by what they've been taught or what they perceive like things should be a certain way. And because they don't know that something can't work, they go at it and turns out that they can often find a way that it can work.
It's going up to 0.44 volts is increasing a little bit.
It's pretty consistent throughout.
For instance, Stewart says the group has moved away from trying to retrofit a battery inside a composter because that would make the device too bulky. Now they want to make a battery that hooks up to a composter. When that battery runs out of power, a villager could dump what's left in the composter and use it to grow food before refilling it with new compost. Stewart says they're still a few iterations away from a final product. High school senior Megan Deserick is the biotech whiz of the group. Her independent study was a catalyst for the team's bacteria-powered generator.
So this is something that I had been toying with for a while and doing tests on, and I thought this would be a really good idea because of the effectiveness that it could have on the world.
She admits that handing the reins of her self-directed study over to a group of six took some getting used to.
It taught me that I do not want to run a company. I just want to stick purely to doing science. I don't care about money. My goal in life is to just do stuff to help people without having to worry about money, really.
But as with any real-world situation, the students are learning to monitor a budget and meet a project deadline. Priyanka Septyute admits there's stress, but also fun.
At the end of the day, we're just a bunch of nerds. And I love saying that because we just love the whole problem-solving process. We love getting our hands dirty and building things and testing things and looking at numbers. I guess it's just a nerd thing.
In June, the Nashua High School North team will showcase their invention at the Eureka Fest at MIT in Cambridge. And then in the fall, the students will head off to different colleges. They'd like to find a way to patent their project and eventually sell it to nonprofits for a very low price. For NHPR News in Nashua, this is Cheryl Rich Kern.